Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Profane Argument Podcast, a.k.a. the Soaring Eagles of Freedom, for Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. My name is Ray, and along with me are...
I'm Karen.
I'm Jared.
This is Ian.
On this podcast, we talk about news, politics, and religious nonsense, and give our opinions from a secular point of view. If you'd like to join in on our conversation, you can sign up on our Patreon page, which will allow you to connect and chat with us directly on Discord. Tuesday nights right around 9 p.m. is when we record. If you can't do that, you could post something to our Facebook page or tweet at ProfaneArg. This week, I am going we're going to talk about the eclipse a little bit. There's tons of news stories about the eclipse.
Oh, fuck the eclipse. Fuck that stupid eclipse.
We've got a bunch of state news and a good demonstration of Christian values. But first, real quick, I did want to mention I saw it several times in my looking at my religious feed. The Center for Inquiry has a survey that if you are interested in supporting the Center for Inquiry, they would like people to fill out the survey. If you get a chance, you can go check it out. It's basically like what would you like to see us do? How would you like to be able to support us? That sort of survey. So it's nothing grand, but you know, if you're interested in giving feedback to them, you know, it's always nice when a group actually is looking for feedback. So
yeah.
I do want to actually start off with the eclipse. Three of the four of us traveled up to Rochester, New York to see the eclipse from the path of totality and proceeded to do so under a very thick, cloudy sky.
Yeah. Sure.
That was probably my least favorite part.
Yeah, definitely. But we got to hang out with some cool people. We got to witness it go total pitch black because of the cloud cover. It got dark fast and then got light again. It's weird for that to happen like in the middle of the day. And
it's interesting.
It was very, very cool to see.
Yeah.
Jared, on the other hand, took the complete opposite route and apparently slept through the eclipse.
No, I slept through the earthquake.
Oh, the earthquake. Right.
I did my errands during the eclipse and laughed at everybody who couldn't see the eclipse because it was cloudy here as well. And they're all like, I don't understand what's going on.
It's getting slightly darker here in eastern Pennsylvania.
What I thought was even funnier was when I first got here before we started rolling, I was mocking people who drove to go see the eclipse, not realizing the three of you had done that. And then Karen was like, well, we didn't go that far. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. I wouldn't have said that if I knew. Yes, but I didn't understand the fervor of people driving thousands of miles and paying jacked up prices in hotel rooms to see this.
One of my aunts, who's now in her, you know, mid-80s and doesn't do it anymore, but she used to go on vacations. It was just an excuse to go to interesting places she had never been before. She went on the Siberian, Siberian Expressway, whatever it is.
The railway?
Whatever the train is. What is it?
I was just saying the Siberian Express, the railroad.
Yeah, Siberian Express, the railroad that goes across Siberia. Yeah, she did that one year to go see a total eclipse. She went all over the place. So some people enjoy doing it. So,
listen,
you know.
I mean, that's fine, I guess. I mean, it's not like you're doing anything wrong. If you said to me like, hey, we're gonna travel to Texas and we're gonna stay in this hotel room and it'll be really cool for 4 minutes, I'd be like, I'm not spending all that money for that. What are you, crazy?
Well, you have to wrap other things around it. You can't just do that one thing.
Well, I mean, that's not what I saw people saying there. Like, we came out here for the eclipse.
Oh, well, walking outside, you don't need a second thing to do. But traveling, yeah, you should have something else in mind.
If there was like a Burning Man-esque party going on.
Yeah.
That might get me out of my chair.
I doubt it.
I was going to say, you're turning the show into a house of lies.
Oh, you're saying I would go, okay. I thought you said that they would never do that.
Oh, no. Like, if I said it was like a Burning Man situation, you'd be like, I'm definitely not coming, and shame on you for going.
Well, maybe I could just, okay, maybe not so much get me out of my chair, but I could be like, I understand why you're going to that.
Okay. All right.
So a few news stories about the eclipse. I thought this one was interesting. New York inmates sued their prison, the Departments of Corrections, because they wanted to watch the solar eclipse and they were told that they weren't going to be allowed. And there's an article on ABC News about this. The one thing that I did find was interesting was that the plaintiffs have a variety of religious backgrounds. One was a Muslim, one was a Baptist, there was a Seventh-day Adventist, and two practice Santeria, and one atheist. And the argument was that they all expressed a sincerely held religious belief that the solar eclipse is a religious event that they must witness and reflect on to observe their faiths.
Interesting. You know, that's a a weak argument, but all right.
But how hard is it to let the prisoners out in the fucking yard to see this?
Yeah.
Really?
So as a follow-up.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, right. Please. Yeah.
As a follow-up from WNEP, the inmates who sued over the lockdown were able to see the eclipse. So the prison got together. They got some glasses. They let the prisoners out into the yard. They were able to I don't know if they got to see it. I don't because of the cloud cover. But in any case, it wasn't because the prison said that they couldn't. And basically, the only thing that the prison stipulated was that it had to be the lawsuit had to be dropped with prejudice. That they couldn't come back and, you know, do the same thing for so and the
prisoner, for a lunar eclipse. We're not letting you out for a lunar eclipse.
But the prisoners agreed to that, and so they were able to get out. So yay, good for them. Yeah. I found it the most interesting was the variety of religious backgrounds.
Karen, if it does make you feel a little bit better, when I was in fifth grade, right? So we're all roughly around the same age, so you probably remember Halley's Comet came by.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Mm-hmm. And as a fifth grader, I could have given zero fucks about this. You know, because one, they're like, it'll be back in 80 years. I'll be like, I'll be around. Or I didn't know what my thought process was. And I do regret that I did not take a peek through a telescope. But again, I wouldn't have had to driven 1,000 miles.
No, true. Just go outside at night. Yeah.
I find it interesting. Hesu Gixon on Discord said, I'm very mad on this. You're in prison. You don't get to do everything you want. Trying to claim it's your religion is a cop-out. I kind of get that. But at the same time, like, it's not like they're asking for a day outside of prison.
That was the part that I had I had to pump my brakes a little bit. Everything they want? Everything they want.
Yeah.
They have surrendered their freedom for the next 50 years of their life. Can you let the guy burn his retinas out looking at a dark sun one time every 5 years?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, are those glasses like super expensive to make?
No.
Okay.
And you can buy them for pennies.
Right. So. I mean, I heard Sonic was giving them away for free. So, yeah, like,
they were.
And again, are they allowed to celebrate Christmas? I mean, or do we just take that? I mean, I don't know. It just seems like such a dumb thing not to let them do.
Well, I mean, it's the whole American idea of prisoners should be for punishment instead of rehabilitation. I mean, if you just do punishment, they're just going to be back.
Well, I remember being punished and going to bed without food or dinner, so then we only feed them once a day. That's punishment, right? Forever.
Right. But, I mean, can't you use it as all right, so if we do this, there, you know, you have to give something in return. You use it as, you know, basic. No.
Guys, we'll reward. Let you out if there's no rapes for 1 week.
I don't know. Volunteering to clean the kitchen, whatever. You clean the kitchen, give it a good scrub down, and you can go watch the eclipse. Quid pro quo. Pro quo, whatever.
Well, again, I do agree with the idea that they are in there possibly for, you know, for punishment, but the idea that, well, if they have, like, if they have been serving their time and haven't been causing a disruption, why not let them out into the yard with some cheap sunglasses so that they can see the eclipse? Like,
right.
Again, if you just continue to punish them and say no, and then you're just turning in more bad people.
Plan ahead. Have the inmates manufacture the glasses.
Yeah, sure. Make a little money off this. Didn't any of you see fucking Shawshank Redemption?
Free right. market, no,
we make children in China make them.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
I can't cheaper. Argue with the free market.
All right. There were also a couple articles I wanted to mention. There's one on the Free Inquiry on secular humanism talking about the great accidental illusion, why total solar eclipses are nowhere close to being evidence for the existence of a creator. This is, I mean, I think everybody here is quite on board with this argument, but I have seen on Facebook the references to God and, you know, the God is in control and this is proof, and it really doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but...
Wait, God's in control because there was an eclipse?
Yeah.
Well, because the moon lines up perfectly with the Earth and the sun, and this, you know, this doesn't happen in most places. Most planets with moons and, you know, orbiting around a sun won't have this. It is a cosmic coincidence. And, of course, religious people see the finger of God moving things around because of that.
Yeah, because they want to, and they don't.
Right.
They don't understand coincidence.
Now, and they have no imagination.
Again, let me ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
The moon is actually moving away from us, right?
Very slowly.
At a very slow rate. But also used to be a lot closer.
Yeah.
So on those times, it wasn't even an eclipse. Well, I guess it was an eclipse in the sense that it got dark. It was probably darker for much longer.
You didn't get the ring.
And you didn't get the ring. So eventually, this neat little coincidence that's going on is going to go away.
Millions of years, but yes.
I'm not saying, you know, in the next eclipse. I'm just saying. So, God,
but what's
the story
here? But it just so happens that, you know, we are at our, you know, humans are at our first peak, maybe, according to, you know, God. And so, therefore, you have to see his hand in it, which, of course, is bullshit. It's just coincidence.
Yeah, I will point out that Joshua is correct. The so close to Earth previously that it was inside of it. That is very true.
Well, yeah, that is. I guess that is true.
What was it, like 4.5 billion years ago, a Mars-sized object whacked into the planet. Well, before it was Earth, and a big chunk became other part of Earth, and the rest now orbits as the moon. So
right. That's the current theory, at least.
Right. I mean,
could change. Yeah.
Using calculus, you know, they're able to go back and look at the orbits and determine how that happened. It's actually quite amazing.
Yeah.
Another thing that there was, this the video? No, there is a video. What is this? This is the USA Today. It has an article about flat earthers and their claims about the eclipse, and basically it's an argument that, no, the eclipse pretty much confirms all the scientific evidence about the Earth being a sphere, and that it's just... I don't even understand how flat earthers could see something like an eclipse and go, yeah, see, you're wrong.
Well, it's just two disks. Two disks? You know, one disk could cover
like
another.
Yeah, that would be pretty easy to figure out.
Everything's a disc. That's pretty straightforward.
But these discs are always exactly perpendicular to us. They're never turned slightly so that we can see that it's a disc.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God. Yeah.
And a follow-up that Ben Radford, this is an hour-long video. I haven't watched it yet, although I think it might be interesting. Solar Superstitions and Moon Myths. It's from Center for Inquiry, and I thought it might be interesting, but again, I haven't watched it yet, so just put that link on the webpage. All right, that's all I got about the eclipse. You have anything else before I move on?
I do not. It was a nice time.
Yeah.
I got my ears done.
Doubly nice time. I like it.
All right, an update on West Virginia House Bill 5105. This is under my follow-ups. The governor, you remember, there was a bill in West Virginia to promote religion in schools and anti-science. This was to allow teachers in school to teach intelligent design to students as a pseudo-scientific theory alongside evolution. And it was approved, and it was going to the governor to be signed off on, and we looked up who the governor was, and the governor's name is Jim Justice. He's a Republican in West Virginia. He vetoed it.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Wow.
He absolutely vetoed it.
Interesting.
Oh.
So this was West Virginia schools' vaccination requirements were tied to this. So people could just sign a piece of paper.
So vax opt-out was tied to this, and he vetoed that as well?
Yes.
What?
Wow. Is he a player?
I feel like I misjudged you, Mr. Justice, unless this is a long game and I don't see it yet.
Well, he's trying to walk the middle so he can be president in a couple years.
Oh, I can't imagine.
That doesn't work. Did you see Donald Trump's statement today?
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
The one about he's like, I ended Roe v. Wade. I'm the best. And I'm like, that ain't walking the middle of the road.
Yeah. Well, then his middle of the road was, we're just going to leave it up to the states.
Yeah. Well, then everyone goes, we don't believe you.
Right.
Well, so, Jim Justice living up to his name.
Yeah.
Weird.
Unexpected, but good for him. And another follow-up, because I think this might have been asked on the podcast previously. So Texas put out the law for schools to be able to hire chaplains as guidance counselors in the schools.
We go back to this every week.
Yeah. And we regularly come back with, oh, this school district has said, no, we're not doing it. This school district, no, we're not doing it. This other school, no, we're not doing it. So one of the questions, well, how many schools have actually done this? The answer is one.
Wow.
One.
So far, one school has adopted a religious chaplain as a guidance counselor. That's it. In the whole of the state.
Wow. Is it out in the country, I'm guessing?
I don't know. I don't know if they actually said it. Is it Arlington Independent School District? I think that might be the one. But in any case, the point I had was one.
One.
So good job, Texas. You made this rule for one school.
Yeah.
It's always a surprise when it's not the worst thing ever, and the story is including Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, again, not to say that this is going to slow them down in any way. I mean, their persistence, if nothing else, is admirable. I mean, every session, Abbott's like, hey, what about school vouchers? And everybody in Texas is like, no. And he's like, oh, okay, but have you considered vouchers? And they're like, no. He's like, I have a new plan, vouchers. And they're like, Grant, knock it off!
Also, we've also seen them make sweeping laws that only affect one person, like those trans athletes laws and shit like that. So it doesn't surprise me that just one school has done this.
Sure.
That's a win.
Yeah.
Yeah. So moving on to some other state politics and bills, Minnesota. Minnesota Republicans have introduced legislation inspired by the chemtrails conspiracy. What, four other states now?
I thought it was just two. I thought it was Tennessee was like raring for it. Our idiot Pennsylvania representative was our third state.
Okay, I can't think of who the third one was. I thought there was three.
I'm not sure, but
keep
them coming.
Yeah.
So this bill includes a mishmash of conspiratorial pseudoscience, including references to phenomena like xenobiotic electromagnetism fields.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
That is quite a fetching mint green suit jacket that
man is wearing. I love his jacket.
It is really excellent. I'm sorry. I hate that it is. But
that is straight out of Dumb and Dumber right there.
Please. I'm sorry. I can't get over xenobiotic electromagnetism.
I mean, no, but just for to paint the picture for those who can't see this, a mint green sport jacket with white piping.
He was on his way to the Kentucky Derby. What do you want?
He looks like, is he wearing some sort of blue pastel Easter themed tie as well?
Oh, I think you're right. He is. Yep. Yep.
Maybe
some
that's
kind of
the
floral
maybe
thing.
Maybe this is a whole spring. I don't know. That dude, just look at him. He is one bow tie away from getting a surprise headbutt to the nose.
Wait, what?
I let him go because he's wearing a normal tie. He showed up in that tie and I'm in the Minnesota legislature, I'm going to be like, hey, no. How's it going? Bam! Was that Justin Bowtie?
Oh, dear.
So, this includes a whole, like I said, a whole mishmash of pseudoscientific theories. But he actually, who was it? Buck, one of the, they have a list of people in here as representatives. Holly Buck said, because of the text of this bill is so much on the electromagnetic radiation, you can tell that it's coming from a community of people who are concerned about chemtrails. She says, I don't think xenobiotic electromagnetism and fields is a thing. It doesn't even make sense. But she's still pushing the bill because she wants to make sure everybody's safe.
Wow.
Thanks,
Holly. I mean, She studies geoengineering at the University of Buffalo in New York. I mean, she's actually got professional background,
right?
Professional scientific background. And she's like, yep, I'm on board. It's got an R behind it. I have to sign on.
Right. Because she is, in fact, 100% certain that it's not a thing. But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
When you want the vote crazies to vote for you, you got to get
a little crazy. Exactly. I'll believe in anything if you fucking vote me in.
And I mean, the thing that makes that amuses me a little bit is that they're coming up with these bogus laws that don't mean anything, but there will be unintended consequences that they don't see. We don't see it yet either. It's going to come up at some point, and they're going to go, oh, crap.
Yep.
That might fit underneath that, and now that's illegal. That's a problem. We can't do MRIs anymore? Shit.
Well, so, consequences
well, yeah,
don't affect
rich people. Because we wasted all our helium on balloons.
Yeah, consequences don't affect rich people.
Yeah.
The interesting portion of this is the enforcement. The bill would require county sheriffs to investigate citizens' complaints of polluting atmospheric activity. And
specifically
it
sheriffs.
Grants the governor authority to call upon the National Guard and ground any aircraft suspected of spreading pollutants. So the governor could call the National Guard and have aircraft suspended.
I can see, I mean, there are, in most agricultural communities, there are airplanes that, you know, spray crops. They're totally going to get grounded.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Going to happen this year. And I'm honestly not against that because they're, you know, spreading poison. But in any case, that's a different story, though.
I don't think they're necessarily all spreading poison.
half of the stuff that's loaded up into those airplanes is made by Monsanto.
Yeah,
so,
that's
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, it's poison.
I'm going to go drink me some Roundup.
Exactly.
So the next thing that I have is in Florida, and this is going to lead into the one after another of state abortion laws. So Florida Supreme Court made a couple rulings. They voted to allow the constitutional protection for abortion rights to be included in the November ballot. So it looks like in Florida, the populace is going to be able to vote in November on whether or not abortion should be legalized statewide. In addition to that, they also approved a new 6-week abortion ban to take effect in 30 days.
Right.
Yeah.
So...
Gotta get it while the getting's good.
Yeah, but they're screwing themselves over. They're allowing the populace to vote on something and then doing something draconic to the people.
But in the opposite order.
It's not going to work out the way they think.
The draconic thing is going to happen first.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
The people are going to get to vote on how they feel about that.
Right.
Who's in charge of that state? Do they have a governor? I haven't heard about anybody out of Florida in forever, you know?
No.
It's been a while.
They're polling at 0%.
I hear he's still catching votes in some states.
Yeah,
well,
he is.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that the vote is going to swing fairly heavy pro-abortion. Now, that being said, it does have to pass by 60%, not just 50%, in order to pass.
Mm.
And it's filled with a bunch of old people who are, you know, doesn't affect them anymore. So we'll see, but... Although, listeners who have people that live in Florida, go tell your neighbors how to vote.
Some of us in the on the show have relatives down there.
Yeah.
Like my mother.
Where is her permanent residence? Florida or Pennsylvania,
Florida.
Though? All right. Tell her what to do.
Yep. I always have to help her vote in Florida.
Mm.
I didn't get to look at the details of this one, but in Arizona, the state Supreme Court there holds up a 19th century total abortion ban. This is a law from 1864.
Nice. Yep. And fun fact, that is the year before the Civil War ended. in fact, the Civil War, the South surrendered on this day in 1865. This law was written the year before, and it is a complete abortion ban except to preserve the life of the mother. That's the only exception. Written by a man who, at the age of 49, married a 15-year-old. So,
hey, that was that was normal back then. You can't fault him for that.
Oh, yes, I can.
It was normal back then, and I can still fault him for that.
Yes. So, yeah, Arizona. Now, the Attorney General has said that they won't prosecute. Oh, and the penalty is years in jail, by the way, for anybody that gets an abortion or who assists in an abortion. But it's not going to matter whether the attorney general says they're going to prosecute him or not, because there's a statute of limitations. And if the Republicans take over, you know goddamn well they will prosecute. And they'll go back in time as long as they can. So doesn't matter. The effect will still be the same in 2 weeks when this goes into effect, unless it's overturned.
Yeah.
Abortion will end in Arizona, functionally.
Weirdly enough, the next one is in Indiana and goes a different direction.
Indiana?
In Indiana.
Are you sure?
I'm you sure it's not Illinois?
That's Pence country.
If I'm reading this correctly, Indiana court has given a win to a group arguing for religious freedom, granting them the right to abortion. So there's several individuals and Hoosier Jews for Choice.
Nice.
Run that one more time, please.
Hoosier Jews for Choice.
Okay. But that was who's your Jews for Choice?
They say that they believe that life does not begin at conception and that life of a pregnant woman outweighs the potential for life embodied in a fetus. And they sued under the mantle of religious conviction, saying that our beliefs do basically give us a religious exemption from your abortion laws. And they argued that it was in a similar manner that your, you know, Christian religious beliefs give you an exemption from the vaccine. It was argued in the same way, and a court upheld that distinction. I mean, you know, now, I'm sure it's not over.
Right. It'll be overturned, I'm sure, but because it's Indiana. But for now,
yeah,
that's good.
I find this so amusing, because when I first read it, I'm like, oh, well, this is clearly going to be from the Satanic Temple. But no, it's from a group of Jewish people who are pro-choice.
Right. See, so that's good news for the previous story in Florida.
Yeah.
The Jews love abortion.
And Florida.
And Florida. Vote.
We truly do.
I don't know whether to tell people to vote yes or no, but whichever one says thumbs up to abortion, vote that one.
Right, and read it carefully, yeah.
Yeah, the trap.
So why is it when I go to this Indiana website, I get a t-shirt ad that says, I may be old, but I got to see the world before it went to shit? What? With a picture of Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood?
I know.
Maybe he's saying it because of Joe Biden?
Is that when he stood up on that stage and yelled at an empty chair for 15
well,
minutes?
He's one of the faces. There's other faces, so I don't know who they are. I just recognized.
Nice.
So, why am I getting that ad, though? Grr.
Are you thinking it's because you're old?
Is it a reasonable price? Is it 4 shirts for $9.99? In that case, order 4.
Yeah, because honestly, you could wear that shirt if Trump wins. And
that's true. All right, this one says something different, though. It's got Biden's face on it. What does it say? I can't read it.
Fuck Joe Biden!
Ray, pull us out of this weird quagmire.
Sorry, I was actually doing a little bit of research here because I believe that something was reported incorrectly by me just earlier in the show. I want to throw a shout out to Hessian Gishon for bringing this to my attention. So apparently, the bills that were sent to the Governor Jim Justice, again, back to West Virginia here real quick. So the bills that were sent through, one was a Senate bill. So the Teaching Intelligent Design actually did pass.
Oh.
Thank goodness.
The vaccine requirements for students, the ability for a parent to just sign off on a vaccine without any medical anything, that was what was vetoed. And the last one, which was about In God We Trust, is still ongoing, unresolved.
So he vetoed one of them.
He only vetoed HB 5105, which was the exemption for vaccines, the ease of restrictions. So, I mean, that's a good thing, but I had also thought that SB 280, which was the intelligent design thing, was vetoed, and that was incorrect. So, intelligent designs going forward. All right.
God, this show's all over the place. Good news, bad news, good news, bad
news.
Yeah,
I know. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Moving off of the whole abortion thing, on to Nicole Shenanigans. Oh, wait, that's not her name. Nicole Shanahan.
Shanahan.
Oh, that's what's his name sidekick?
Yeah, Robert F. RFK. Kennedy Jr.'s yes. vice
lighten
president.
Lighten up the world, Nicole yeah. Shanahan.
She was in the news feed that I get because she, after becoming the VP nominee for RFK, she again talked about vaccines causing autism in children as though it were a fact. So, you know, and again, I bring this up because RFK as Jr. has previously said, you know, I'm not anti-vaccine, and then said things that were distinctly anti-vaccine.
Said I'm anti-vaccine?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
And now his running mate is completely going down the same path.
Nice.
Now, she was the financial backer,
correct.
I believe, wasn't she?
She paid for this
so.
Whole thing.
Okay.
And that gets
That's
you access
gets to, be.
To BVP. Because yeah, as a person no one's ever heard of, and you've never governed anything in your life.
Right.
Much like RFK has never governed anybody in his life.
Or Trump in 2016.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You hear RFK, too, saying, you know, I didn't see any evidence of insurrection on J6, but I hear people yeah. saying, I will get an independent counsel going that will investigate the investigators in this.
Oh, my God. There are thousands of hours
shh,
of video footage.
Shh,
you can go watch it.
Shh. Just let him go. Just let him go.
Yeah.
Tell him to shut up when he starts saying true stuff.
True.
All right. The last thing I have under politics, and it's kind of adjacent politics, Mary Flynn O'Neill, who is the sister of Michael Flynn.
Mm.
If we all remember Michael, General Michael Flynn from
the American hero, Michael Flynn,
Trump's early days.
General Flynn who tried to kidnap a rabbi with his son, as I recall.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that story.
Wow. Yeah. I had totally forgotten about that.
Foreign agent, unregistered foreign agent, Michael
yeah.
Flynn.
Yes.
Michael Flynn, yeah. Whew.
So Michael Flynn's sister, and I'm sure he's involved in this, but I don't know. Okay. I'm not sure, but I know it's true. Michael Flynn's sister and a band of conservative anti-vax activists are attempting to take over a board of a major public hospital in Sarasota, Florida. Some of their members are already in place in the board. If they win at the next election, they will hold a majority over the award-winning facility where one of their allies was elected in 2022 and two other, quote, health freedom candidates, end quote.
Oh, no.
onto the 9-member panel. They are already trying to peddle vaccine misinformation, and they keep getting shut down by other members of the board. But now, if his sister can get on the board, it will sway into their favor. So people in the area are sounding the alarm that this freedom movement could put the prize-winning hospital into the path of privatization and promotion of complete pseudoscience or bunk science. So, yeah, they're taking over a hospital. Like, I just...
Wow.
Amazing.
I mean, it's bad enough that a lot of hospitals are, you know, pure profit organizations now. Now we're going to throw pseudoscience and you know, anti-science into the mix?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
They are dedicated.
Yeah.
I'm not doing nearly as much for my side.
I've heard about all the school boards and stuff, and I get that, you know, you want to influence the school board so you can influence the education of children and get them misinformed, you know, at an early age. But a hospital board, man.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's a whole bunch of money in it. Maybe they're just in it for the money.
The crazies are well too organized.
Yeah. They have too much spare time, too. Do this shit, man.
Moving on to religious nonsense. There's an article from the Religion News Service talking about radicalizing evangelicals and how it goes beyond Christian nationalism. So they have, I don't know if I can even say yet that they have coined this, this phrase, but they have called some of the Christian nationalists who are really more intense, not just Christian nationalists, but Christian supremacists.
Sure, that makes sense.
So these are the people who think that not only are we founded on a Christian belief system and we should have Christian values in our government, but that Christians are meant to lead and that, you know, they need to take over. Yeah, it's like a Reconstructionist view of the country completely based on...
Handmaid's Tale.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we've talked about something similar to this before. I forget what there was a whole term for it.
Dominionizing?
Christian supremacy. The what?
The dominionizing?
Yes. Christian dominion.
Yes.
Yeah, so Christian dominionism, Christian supremacy, yeah, it's alarming.
So apparently they're interpreting the Bible, or just, you know, cherry-picked Bible passages, to mean that Christians have to take dominion over society, remake the kingdom of God. They're holding conferences with titles like Blueprints for Christendom 2.0, and they're talking about how they will help Jesus, the warrior king, dominionize this world.
Warrior king? Have they read their Bible?
Clearly no.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. It's the fundamentalism. It's no different than what has happened to the Muslim countries. It's fundamentalist religious groups coming in and taking over with violence.
Yeah. I mean, one of their leaders, Stephen Wolfe, who's a PhD in political theory, he has a book called The Case for Christian Nationalism that argues that non-Christians are not entitled to political equality.
Nice.
Wow.
But women aren't either.
Wow. Besides the fact that they don't see the irony in this after, like, what they're so fucking scared of all the time, but...
Yeah.
Right.
What I'm so frustrated with is the picture that is posted in the Discord for those who can't see it. When you make a sign for a rally or a protest, and it's here in the United States, you still have to accept and understand that we read from left to right. And that if you're going to vary from that, you have to let everybody know in a very clear way and do not have a sign that says, "One under nation, God indivisible."
Yeah.
Well, clearly the one nation is in blue and the under God is in red. So, I mean, that's clear, right? Except no.
I also feel like the mangled flag cross, which I believe is illegal to do.
Yeah.
It looks like it's covering words. Like, for some reason, the top looks like an E, so it almost looks like one E under. And then it goes into the I in the third
in
I.
Invisible?
Yeah.
Right.
This was a...
Well, they were really committed to the flag cross, and then they just tried to figure out how can we fill up an appropriate amount. It's just poorly, poorly done.
Yeah.
I feel like, whoever wrote this picked that because they were like, look, this is dummy.
And like Heston Jackson said, nation is a little squished. They ran out of room there.
Yeah. God, got plenty of room, though.
We're really not talking about the cream of the crop here making signs.
No, but I mean, yeah, just spend a little more time on that sign. You have a cross. You have an opportunity to put the words under God, under God. You could make it really eye-catching, and you got lazy somewhere around hour two.
No, it's just poor. Yep. It's just poor planning. This was not planned out. You need to sketch this out with a pencil first, and or use an eraser. They just started drawing one, and then went from there.
They had faith that it would work out, and they were wrong.
This is hard-hitting journalism.
All right. Also, in religious nonsense, we're plowing through this. This is not going to be a long episode. In religious nonsense, I wanted to throw this out there.
Whoa.
An explosive device was thrown onto the porch of the Satanic Temple in Massachusetts.
Yep.
This is this was my reference earlier of a demonstration of good Christian values.
Yeah,
because absolutely. I'm sure the person calls himself a Christian.
No doubt.
I don't even know how much damage was done. There's an image of the porch, but I think this was pre-explosive. So I don't know how much damage was done, but nobody was hurt.
No.
There were no injuries. The bomb police showed up and said, yeah, there's nothing left, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, nice job, Christians. If you don't throw a bomb at them.
When you're living in the Christian dominion headspace,
right?
This is perfectly fine.
I'm sure he's got a Bible passage that he could twist to believe that the Bible says throw bombs at your non-believing enemies.
Yeah. Something to do with throwing rocks, but, you know, rocks is also in a... There's a tribe out in shit in the Amazon where rock actually means bomb. And if you take the number three and shift it to the left, you get this. Well, and I'm allowed to throw bombs at people I don't like.
Well, when the Christian dominionism takes over, this won't be an issue because the Church of Satan will no longer have a building there. So
exactly.
They won't be allowed to.
Oh, right. That's fine.
They'll be in re-education camps.
Right.
When the burning bush just won't appear, you start throwing bombs. Thanks, Nigel. Hi. Welcome.
Welcome, Nigel.
All right. The last thing that I got, this is, like I said, this is like wrapping up super quick. In Ukraine, there's a story on the Daily Beast out of Ukraine. Apparently, mysticism is popular in Ukraine. This includes witches and psychics. People regularly will go to their local, their like social media accounts and find other people, and they will ask them for guidance or aid or whatever from witches and psychics. Being in a war zone where your life is constantly in question, like every piece of your life is in question, the number of hits on these witches and mystics has gone up significantly. Apparently, it's a booming business now. Mm. And that's just what they need, quackery to take their money while they're in a war zone.
Yeah.
Like I said, the article on the Daily Beast, which is now blocking me from getting to the article. Sometimes the Daily Beast is a little difficult to manage. But in any case, it's a booming market. It's gone up by like three times the number of people going to psychics and witches. I wonder, you know, if you're a psychic and you're living in Ukraine, why aren't you helping, you know, save people's lives? Why aren't you telling people there's going to be a bombing here, we need to move before it happens? Like,
because money makes the power work. It only
right.
I mean, if you're a witch, I play D&D. Witches can make healing potions. Like, let's get some, you know,
that's
get some of that
fake
going
shit,
on.
All right, we're talking about real shit. Ray, please.
Are we?
Yeah, this one Telegram channel called the Ukrainian Combat Witch has more than 34,000 subscribers, and its description reads predictions about war that used to be called prophecy. Come on. Well, at least on there, it's going to be free, I would hope. But it's a Telegram channel, so.
I mean, I guess. But, I mean, there has to be a money twist to it somewhere, I would think.
I mean, it's a psychic, so most likely. I think true believer psychics are pretty rare. Because it never works unless you cheat, so.
I mean, but I also feel bad for people in a war zone who are probably like, oh my God, I'm at my fucking wit's end here.
Anything, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, anything, but.
Yeah, that's like I said, when you're in a war zone, I totally get turning to any possible source of comfort.
Comfort, yeah.
Yeah.
But when you're tuning into a person.
You're also turning to somebody who's taking advantage of you.
Right, exactly. 160,000 followers of a woman who reads tarot cards about the war. How many lives has she saved?
How many lives has she, you know, put in danger because she's just flipping cards over.
Right. Yeah. You'll be safe today. Do whatever you want. Go outside.
Right. don't worry about the air raid siren. Yeah. Not a big thing. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I have. That's the news stories I had in my feed this week. Do you guys have anything else?
Wow.
Well, I feel like I should.
I was going to say nothing that I did enough follow-up on, and it just was like low-grade political nonsense. Like Alabama says that they're not going to put Joe Biden on the ballot for election time.
Yeah, there's a couple of states that are doing that now. There's something about there's deadlines to be put on the ballot, and they've been waived for like years and years and years.
Correct.
But this year, they're not going to be waiving it.
Correct.
Supposedly.
Yes, that because of the date of the convention, it's not. There's like an 80-day requirement between that and election day, and.
Yeah, since
they're
the convention
not
is
that
later.
Window, but yeah, again, the every year prior to this, when the Republicans have not met that, it's been waived, and now it can't be waived. And I was like, I'm just tired of all this petty, just nonsense shit.
Yeah.
Just nonstop.
I'm tired of judges.
Nonstop.
I don't know when judges became our overlords all of a sudden.
But no one else can make a decision.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, just all of a sudden.
You just create enough gridlock. First, you pick all the judges. Then you create enough gridlock with all of our regular, with our three branches of power. And you have to shift it all to one branch because the other two are broken.
Well, right now, how many state legislatures are contemplating chemtrail legislation? I mean,
that's what they're worried about. That are going to protect us from AI.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, you're right. And in another situation where people who vote Republican have no interest in being governed, our boy Jim Jordan out there proposing a bill pushing to change the name of the Dulles Airport to Trump Airport. This is the kind of shit they want.
Right. Well, didn't somebody counter that with, let's change the name of this federal prison in Florida to Trump Prison?
Well,
like that.
I don't know.
Right,
I don't
fair
know
enough.
If you guys know, but they changed a bunch of the names of one in the strip of highway, the Scranton Expressway out here, to the President Joe Biden Expressway.
Really?
Oh,
that
nice.
Part blew my mind. But I have seen it many times.
And they changed a street in Scranton to like Joe Biden Way or something like that. And somebody in Scranton is pushing to change it back. They're very upset with the Biden Way. But I do believe the Scranton Expressway will always be the presidential Joe Biden. Robinette.
Yeah, I like that they added that. I don't know. It's not like the Joe Biden Expressway. It's the President Joe Biden Expressway. They really twisted a little bit, too.
Yep.
Yeah. There is news on Trump court cases. So he is official, as of now, and it's
not
Tuesday.
Not guilty on all charges. Yep. Done. Saved y'all some time.
So far, all of his delay tactics have been for naught. He is still due in court on Monday for jury selection for the, what's her name? Stormy Daniels, Funny Money.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
For that one. They're doing jury selection on Monday. So if you live in New York and you've been summoned to jury selection on Monday morning, could be fun.
Oh, I'd love to get on that one.
I think the fact that you do a podcast where you mock him relentlessly would probably get you excluded.
I would keep that to myself.
Yeah, it depends on what questions they ask you.
Yeah.
This is true.
I guess that is
minimal.
True. We went short this time because we didn't bring up Trump. I mean, There were some things that he did, like he compared himself to Nelson Mandela. He retweeted a picture of his face going across the sun instead of the moon.
Yep.
Oh, there was a whole ad with that I saw.
Yeah, made by one of his followers that he promoted. But all in all, I think I was tired of hearing about Trump, and I'm like, this is all stupid.
It was really just classic Trump shit.
Yeah, that's fair.
Immigrants are coming in from bad countries, not the good ones, like all the white ones, Netherlands, Sweden, Norway.
Denmark, yeah. He was like, why can't people from Denmark come here? Yeah.
Because nobody from Denmark wants to come to a place where they have to pay for their hospital or medical care.
Right.
Why don't people from the country rated the happiest country in the world want to come to America? I have no idea.
Weird.
You know, that might be Finland now, though, actually. But either way, they're like top three worst. Yeah.
The stock DJT has dropped about 50%, I think. Maybe not quite 50%. So on paper, he has lost about $3 billion in the past couple of weeks.
As quickly as he gained $3 billion?
Yes. Well, he was momentarily on, I don't know, it was Bloomberg's top 500 billionaires, something like that, whatever it is, 500 richest people in America. He was momentarily on that, and he's off again already.
Wow. Well, it was all fake.
That's got to hurt.
All right. Anything else?
Negative, sir.
I think that's good.
Okay.
I mean, I could tell you more about Godzilla X Kong if you want to fill some time. Give you some kaiju history. Okay.
All right.
Another time.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
I think that's all we're going to do for this week, then. I do want to thank our patrons for supporting the podcast, especially those of you who could join us here tonight. Big Old Grumpy Wolf, Grinch McScrooge, Hez and Giskin, Hypatia, Just Joshing, and Nigel Nasty Face.
Ooh.
I think this is
Nigel Hetherington.
Nasty Face.
Please.
You don't treat an ancient bloodline like Nigel's that glib.
That's some respect.
You could just, yeah.
Oh, and I don't usually say who, like, reposted stuff on SoundCloud, but I do appreciate all those who do. But this week, I got we got a repost of this podcast on SoundCloud. So what that means is if you're on SoundCloud and you listen to something and you like it, you could repost it so everybody that follows you can see that you're listening to this as well.
SoundCloud, it gets like you make an account and there's like a board where people can see what you're...
Yes.
I don't know. I'm an old man. I don't know how this works.
That's pretty much how SoundCloud works, yes. So this last week, though, we got a repost from Comprehensive Anticipatory Design Scientist.
Oh.
I don't know who this is, but thanks for the repost, and you have an awesome name.
Yeah.
All right, if you enjoy the podcast, there's several ways that you can support it. You can repost us on SoundCloud. You can share the podcast on any social media. Leave us reviews wherever you happen to listen. We would appreciate it. If you do want to contact us, you can on our Facebook page. Just search for Profane Argument or tweeting at Profane Arg. Or you could also send an email to godless@profaneargument.com. I'd also like to encourage people to check out other shows on the soon-to-be-named network. A podcasting network. You can find all the shows at soontobenamednetwork.com. Again, thanks for listening, and until next time, I'm Ray.
I'm Karen.
Ray has a Twitch channel. I'm Jared.
This is Ian.
Thank you. Good night, and may your God be with you.